When the holidays come to town, so do your friends and your family. So get to the Home Depot for everything you need to tackle those easy projects to prep your home for the holidays with up to 40% off select online bath for your project. Get your bathrooms guest ready with a modern Glacier Bay Tabana vanity or an Oswell faucet in matte black with free delivery on all online vanities and faucets at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Nissan's electric vehicles run on especially electricity. Not the electricity that turns on light bulbs or runs through your outlets. I'm talking that spine-tingling goosebump feeling that electrifies your body and soul. It could be the simple win of leaving on time for your morning commute or scoring the largest deal of your career. Nissan is continuously evolving and changing the game through electric vehicle engineering. Because the electricity of their cars not only moves engines, it also moves the emotions of those who drive them. To learn more about Nissan's electric vehicle lineup, visit www.nissanusa.com.
Introducing Uber Teen Accounts. If you have a teenager, you probably drive them around a lot. Maybe you're even driving them right now. New Uber Teen Accounts are a parent-supervised Uber account with always-on safety features that let your teen request a ride when you can't take them yourself. Your teen gets to ride with a highly rated driver, and you get to follow along with real-time notifications and live trip tracking in your Uber app. Add your teen to your Uber account today. Available in select locations. See app for details.
This is Lee Habib, and this is Our American Stories, and we tell stories about everything here on this show, from the arts to sports, and from business to history, and everything in between, including your stories. Send them to OurAmericanStories.com. They're some of our favorites. And today we have a feature from one of our regular contributors, Stephen Rosiniak. This piece is titled, An Hour to Chat, and to read about the backstory of this story, please visit StephenRosiniak.com. Here's Stephen sharing this story.
Can you imagine? If only it were possible. If only it were true. A photo of a bench on a grassy hill overlooking a place where an ocean's waves are succumbing upon a distant sandy shoreline showed up today in my email inbox with a simple and yet thought-provoking question. If you could sit here and chat for 1 hour with anyone, past or present, who would it be? Immediately, a plethora of possibilities began flooding my thoughts. As an unabashed history buff, my mind immediately went into overdrive as the faces of countless historical figures suddenly appeared in my mind's eye. All of them vying for what I selfishly saw as a coveted chance for someone of historical significance to spend an hour sitting on this bench and chatting with me. I imagined questioning any one of them about their life, about their successes and failures, about the choices that they had made that ultimately led to their fame, their fortune, or in some cases, their downfall. I considered briefly the potential picks that others might have chosen as well, and I suspect their answers would certainly have included the rich and the famous, actors, rock stars, revered religious icons, presidents, or famous sports heroes, perhaps the likes of John Wayne, John Lennon, John the Baptist, John Adams, or maybe even pitching great Tommy John, each of whom a worthy selection in their own right, but in the end, none of them would have been my choice. If the idea posed by this question were truly plausible, and if, by chance, it was offered me, admittedly, I would have the audacity to request a small caveat before making my selection. I would immediately request permission to double my allowed allotment. I would ask a waiver be granted, permitting me two choices, as opposed to the originally offered one. I would defend my request by noting that my two choices had been one half of a team for more years than even I have existed, and that together, and forever, they are, in fact, one. If only it were possible. If only it were true. If offered the opportunity to sit on this bench and chat for 1 hour with anyone, I would choose my parents. It's been far too long. And besides, I miss them. We lost Dad unexpectedly one night several years ago, and 12 years later, Mom joined him after doing battle with a foe for which, try as she did, she simply could not defeat. If I were granted this hour, I would probably ask permission for some time to prepare. There are a few things that I would need to know, like when would we be having our chat? Or where exactly is this bench anyway? Would I be allowed to bring my parents a gift? Maybe some current family photos? Or could we share a couple cups of coffee, just like we used to? I'm sure that they would like that. 1 hour would clearly not be enough time to catch the folks up on all of our recent family doings, and so maybe it would be prudent of me to prepare in advance a list of topics for us to discuss, thereby initiating a strategy to best utilize the limited amount of time allotted our chat. Or then again, maybe not. Perhaps it would be best to forego the preparation and planning and simply arrive at the bench at the appointed hour, without my photos, without my pre-planned questions, bringing with me nothing more than my love and my gratitude for being gifted with one more hour to spend with Mom and Dad. If I were granted this time to chat, chances are that as our bench reunion commenced, I would probably just hug them, just hold them close, incredibly thankful for the opportunity to once again do so. Of course, I would tell them how much I love them and how much I miss them. But beyond that, I don't know what else I would say. I do know that if nothing more were said, that would be okay too, as I would be perfectly content for having been blessed with our extra time together. If offered the opportunity to sit on this bench and chat for 1 hour with anyone, I would choose my parents. But to be honest, I suspect a reunion like this will never take place. My faith, however, reassures me that one day we will indeed be reunited. Maybe not on this bench, but instead when I too have been called home to heaven. It's going to be a joyous reunion, of this I'm sure. And who knows, maybe we will still share a couple cups of coffee together, just like we used to. I'm sure that they'd like that. I know I will.
And a special thanks to Stephen Raciniak. I know I had this similar question asked about 3 months ago with some friends, and I said it would be my mom, and they thought, oh, how saccharine. But I'd love to just share with my mom, who was my best friend, the pictures of Reagan. That's what I'd want to do. She'd ask, how's our little girl doing? Stephen Raciniak's Hour to Chat here on Our American Stories. Folks, if you love the great American stories we tell and love America like we do, we're asking you to become a part of the Our American Stories family. If you agree that America is a good and great country, please make a donation. A monthly gift of $17.76 is fast becoming a favorite option for supporters. Go to OurAmericanStories.com now and go to the donate button and help us keep the great American stories coming. That's OurAmericanStories.com.
Introducing Uber Teen Accounts. If you have a teenager, you probably drive them around a lot. Maybe you're even driving them right now. New Uber Teen Accounts are a parent-supervised Uber account with always-on safety features that let your teen request a ride when you can't take them yourself. Your teen gets to ride with a highly rated driver, and you get to follow along with real-time notifications and live trip tracking in your Uber app. Add your teen to your Uber account today. Available in select locations. See app for details.
Now is the time to experience America's pastime in a whole new way. Major League Baseball has teamed up with T-Mobile for Business to advance the game with next-gen 5G solutions, going deeper with real-time data visualization, new camera angles that put fans on the field with their favorite players, and even testing an automated ball strike system in the minor leagues. This is the 5G era of baseball. See what we can do for your business at T-Mobile.com/now. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Officially licensed product of MLB Players Incorporated.
Crypto is like the financial system, but different. It doesn't care where you come from, what you look like, your credit score, or your outrageous food delivery habits. Crypto is finance for everyone, everywhere, all the time. Kraken. See what crypto can be. Not investment advice. Crypto trading involves risk of loss. Cryptocurrency services are provided to U.S. and U.S. territory customers by Payward Ventures, Inc., PVI. DBA Kraken. View PVI's disclosures at kraken.com/legal/disclosures.